Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of 10 Laws Podcast with East Forest. I'm East Forest, and I'm coming to you today from Boise, Idaho. I just got back from touring on the East Coast, and it was awesome, but that tour just about killed me, mostly because I got sick. I'm really sorry I had to cancel a show in Ithaca. That is the first time I've ever canceled a show, ever in my career, and so please know that I had to. It was just one of those things. I was just one night after a show, I started feeling a little ill, and it just got worse and worse, and then I was up all night with everything coming in out of me from everywhere it can, and that's just like the worst thing you want, especially when you're on the road. And it pretty much did me in, and I'm still recovering. I think this is the fifth day since that happened, and maybe it was salmonella or something. But it's just like I suppose it can happen to you anywhere, but when you're on the road, you're eating out a lot, and it's just hard. There's some things you just can't protect yourself from. So I apologize to Ithaca. I hope to be back. But I did have a lot of beautiful experiences out there and met a lot of wonderful people. And it's great to continue this journey of sharing this stuff with you and sharing the new Ram Dass material with you as well. I'm going to be taking off next week to Ram Dass's retreat in Maui, and we're planning on live streaming a concert that I'm going to be doing there. And I think that would probably be on, let me look at the calendar, Saturday for you, let's see, in the future, Saturday the 4th perhaps, but stay on social media and we'll make a post about if that's going to happen. Right now it's the plan, and we'd love for you to tune in and check that out, because hopefully Ram Dass will get to be there and we can share the music with him in person and with all you as well. And then after that, I'll be heading out to the Awaken Futures conference in San Francisco. That's a new addition to my schedule, which is this really cool conference that merges technology, meditation, and psychedelics. So it's like lots of different speakers and talks. I'll be talking there, but I'll also be performing and doing a collaboration with Dustin DiPerna, who's a meditator and friend, inside an East Forest ceremony. And we'll be using cacao for that as well as the medicine. And then after that, we'll have a little break, and then we'll be going all down the West Coast from Seattle all the way down to San Diego in June. So a lot of those dates are already on sale. So check it out. And I look forward to seeing you soon. But today I am going to give you another one of the behind the songs. This one's going to be into I Am Loving Awareness. We'll get back to the conversations. I have many people lined up to talk to that I'm super, super excited about. We just haven't talked yet, so I don't have them yet to share with you. And I'll continue to do meditations from time to time. But I really enjoyed so much doing the behind the song to the song Home that I thought I'd love to do another one, because they're really fun. It's really fun to look back and kind of dig under the hood of a track. So if you enjoy these two, please let me know. You can always reach out at info@eastforest.org. And that's also where you can ask questions. Some of those I can read on the air. And of course, we always appreciate the comments and the reviews that you can give on iTunes or other podcast services. I don't think you can give reviews yet on Spotify podcasts, but the iTunes ones make a big difference, because most people are listening to podcasts through that service. And it's nice for me just to see that people are out there listening to this so I can read them. But it also helps people who haven't yet decided to check out new podcasts like this one and might want to dive into this new story. So hey, scroll down. Give it 5 stars, and even better, type in a few words and say what you like about it. You can say anything you like. It means a lot. All right, so let's dig into I Am Loving Awareness behind the song.
I am loving awareness. Loving awareness.
The I Am Loving Awareness song came together in different parts over actually several years. So it predated the Ram Dass project completely. And that happened with a couple of songs where there are a few songs I sort of had in the can already, or, you know, parts of a song, the beginnings of one, that I liked, but I didn't really have anything yet to do with them, nor did I know what I would ever do with them. And this is one of them. So this song began just as an improvisation between my friend Thatcher Schmidt and I. And he's someone who I mentioned in the behind the song about the song Home. He's played on several East Forest records over the years, and he's been a great supporter. He's a great friend and just a very talented musician. He lives in Portland and he plays the viola, violin, the mandocaster, which is like a little electric mandolin. And I remember he hit me up back in 2017 when I was in Portland at the time, living there. And he said, I want to jam. I want to come over, do some recording. And I didn't have any projects open at the time that I was recording. So I said, sure thing. We'll just make some new jams. Because that's something we'd done before. You know, many years ago, he did the same thing. And we recorded a song. It's probably 2011, 2012, something in that range. And we recorded an improvisation together where he's just playing the violin and I was creating little loops live. You just hit record. And that's a song that became Slowly But Forward, which was on the Music Meditations record. And that's a track I just really, really like the vibe of it, but it was a long form improvisation. Yeah, listening to that track again, I love, I mean, it was a long time ago. It sounds like I'm listening to my baby self. But I love what we did on it and the feeling, but I really don't like the sound quality. That was one of the only records I made that I did not like the mastering and how it came out. I remember that was a real problem. And not to mention, we were recording that probably through an M-Box, and I had this DBX, one of these old DBX preamps that wasn't the best. Hey, you live and learn. It's not about the gear anyway, right? It's about the feeling. But Thatcher played on a lot of other stuff too. He played on Lightbox. Remember that, where he did the little plucking stuff? I mean, he made some great parts on that. Played also on stuff on the song or the album Karen that I did featuring Keith Sweaty, the electronic producer that we did. This is an example of stuff he did atmospherically on the song Fresh Start. So we never really know what's going to come out when Thatcher wants to come over. It's always so diverse. And I remember back in 2017 when he did come over, I put a K2 Rode condenser mic in the bedroom for him. And then I was around the corner in the living room with my piano, the Charles Walter upright piano I have. For those who are interested, I think I put two small condenser Rode NT5s. And then probably another one in the center, lower down, a larger condenser, all just sort of the same distance from the piano. Get a close mic type sound. And we would just play live together that way. And you can hear the bleed between us on the different mics. But I know it started this when I just grabbed a Shruti box that I had and I just put it up into the piano and started pumping the Shruti box to create a drone that I then looped, like, I think to make, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes. So it's something for us to play against. And that just went on and on and on. And we just had that in our headphones. And it was in the key of B. I remember that. I don't remember why. That's probably a hard key for string players, but for some reason, that's because the Shruti box is in B, of course. Can't change that. I think it's B. Don't hold me to that. So after that, we hit play, and I let him kind of go somewhere, and I was more responding with the piano, and it's very atmospheric. And I think he did about 2 passes, maybe 3. And I was just sort of creating different things in the chord of B on the piano, and you can hear him in the other room bleeding through on the mics. You can also hear the wind chimes from the front door blowing away there. I remember it was a windy day. I love that kind of atmospheric thing that ends up, when it's a good thing, they kind of work. They're sort of in the same key-ish. And then Thatcher's in the other room doing his thing, and I can't see him, so I never really know what that is, but I always get to hear it, and I'm familiar with... Sometimes he gets in a really good pocket and gets into a really good space. And I think this was certainly one of those times. So you can actually hear he was created a pad for himself and then laid a second violin on top of that. So he got to do 2 or 3 of himself. And I remember he did like a second pass after we did our first one live together. And from there, that was pretty much that. That was the song. And I just remember liking the vibe. And I would play it for folks sometimes and be like, do you like this? I like the vibe of this. That's a good feeling. It's basically a drone in B. Now I know it's B. I am going to commit to saying it's in the key of B. And all I did was I added a bass part to it. And the only thing the bass did was sometimes it would play the B, which is the root, and sometimes it would play the E, which is the only thing that changed the vibe of the song. Which really just changed the harmonics of it, the chord. So that was it. And it basically sat for years. And then the Ram Dass project came along. And I knew about Ram Dass and his mantra, I am loving awareness. It's something that he does from time to time publicly. It's actually the only thing in advance that I thought I had written down this. Like, oh, I'd like to get him saying that, because I think that could be useful somewhere in this album that had yet to exist at that point in time. So here we are, let's see, 2 years later, probably almost to the day from when we recorded that song with Thatcher, and I'm sitting with Ram Dass, and I hadn't asked him to do this yet. And I'd asked him some other question, and what he did with a lot of them, he would answer the question, but then he would sort of riff and go from there. And he went from some other question and had answered my question with getting into his loving awareness meditation. It might have been from the dark thoughts question. I don't quite remember. But I do remember is when he started doing it and really feeling it and getting into it, I didn't want to stop him because I knew I wanted that. It sounded like gold. And he was really going into the space when he got into that, embodying that sense of what it means to be loving awareness.
I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. Huh.
I like the ha because it's just, I don't know, it's a human quality to that. So when I had him, when I had this recording of the loving awareness meditation from Ram Dass, I came back to the studio and I thought it might be interesting in this particular track. But one issue was that the violins are in sort of a mid-rangey and high-range area, and that's often where the human voice is, or a lot of the detail of a human voice, so they can conflict. And I didn't just want a big soup of sound where it was actually kind of on top of or distracting to what Ram Dass was doing. So I did some EQ, some equalization to pull out some of those frequencies and really massage the track in general to try to get it to all fit together happily and live in one big family. And I felt that it was working. And so we got it to a place where it was basically the drone that I had before and then Ram Dass in there. And I got the phrasing in and it felt really nice. And I was quite happy with the track at that point as is. But a couple things changed. One was that I played the track for Radha, my partner, and she said, well, I think it should be longer and that some of the yogis might like using this for Shavasana. And not that I want to make music that is saying, oh, this is for that. But I did think, well, longer is usually good. And she's got some wisdom there. So I did a version where I just extended the middle part. I found an extra take Thatcher did that we had thrown away. So I made the song 10 minutes and put his little take there in the middle. And then this extended the Shruti drone track, which was just a drone anyway. And it had this big open space. And then Raghu, the executive director of Love, Serve, Remember, had an interesting point. I had all of Ram Dass's talking up front. You know, everything that's in there now is all sort of one big chunk at the beginning. And he thought that after the I Am Loving Awareness part, that maybe people needed time to ingest and digest that experience before there's more talking about Ram Dass saying what that is. And that was really smart too. So I moved the second part of Ram Dass to the end. And then the last thing that came in there, of course, was Krishna Dass. And that was not something we had planned at all. But Krishna got to Dass in perfect timing, had reached out. We'd chatted about the project with him and he wanted to be involved. And so of all the songs on the record, this one was coming to me and I thought, I don't know what he's going to do or even could do, but there was a real feeling that he was supposed to do something, that Maharaji wanted him to do something. And he and Ram Dass are brothers, man, from way back. They were there way back with Maharaji together. And to my knowledge, I've asked him about this, there's no song out there that's recorded with the two of them on it together. So even more reason to get them on something together. So I sent them this track and I said, there's this big part in the middle. It's really open-ended. Why don't you just see what comes to you, send it my way, and I'll play around with it. So he did just that. And he decided to sort of improvise mantra in a sense, or just make sound and tone. And he sent me all these different phrases and I moved them all around and played around with them to make them into like little musical phrases. And we came up with the part that you hear in the song. And he also decided to play this ektara instrument. It's an Indian one-stringed instrument. And he said it was on the wall there in the studio and he hasn't played it in like, maybe it was 20 years. But he felt drawn to pull it out. So he's plucking that at the same time. And it comes through on the same microphone. So you'll hear that too, the ektara. I remember playing around with that one night when it came in my inbox and I downloaded his stuff, and it took me just a few hours to mess around with it and get it together. And I had a comp of the whole song together. And I took it upstairs and I played it for Radha and myself. I think her kids were around too. And I was like, this is good, right? Because I think it's really good. It's like, yeah, this is really good. This is quite special. And I sent it off to KD and Raghu and Tim and everybody, all three of us, all four of us. I mean, we're just, wow. We're like, this is great. This is the shit. So that was pretty much that from there. And I know there was some concern, actually, or I should say I heard concern, that the song might be like, oh, it's too long, that kind of stuff. And I always felt in my heart, no, that's an asset. This is supposed to be an extended track like this. And when we did release Chapter One, this was definitely one of the songs that was resonating the most with people because it's doing what a lot of the songs do on the record, but this one does it in a really powerful way. And that's, it's creating a field of energy. And this one does it quite explicitly because Ram Dass is talking about a field of energy, about you being the field of energy of loving awareness, and then actually showing you how to cultivate that feeling in the song itself. So I couldn't think of a better example of a song being musical technology than this song. And it was just really special to have Ram Dass again and Krishna Dass, these two brothers, swirling around one another musically in the song, and the music as a bed behind that, just supporting that feeling and that message. And it's continued as I've been on the road and I play this on the road and introduce it as a meditation. I'd say it's the only song in the record that is truly an actual meditation. And it's just been a really wonderful experience. So going from 2017 to a buddy saying, hey, I want to come over and record, and me not having anything to record and us just sort of jamming together, to watching the parts come in. And, you know, there really aren't that many parts and tracks on the song. There's only like five or six different instruments on the entire track. But those parts makes a wonderful feeling in space and sense of time and travel and melody within a drone, that something I'm really happy about. So now I'm going to give you the whole track in its entirety. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to hear it in its full resolution, full glory, you can do that at eastforest.org. You hit music and you can download or stream in lossless quality. Even over at Spotify, if you're a premium member, you can hear this in 320 kilobits. But right now it's just in 128, so it's not in its full glory. But that's just me, the producer and the engineer, being a music nerd. But thank you so much to Ram Dass, to Thatcher, to Krishna Dass. This is I Am Loving Awareness featuring Krishna Dass.
Thinking minds I'll tell you how I do it by using a mantra or phrase. I am loving awareness. 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 Thank you. loving awareness. I am loving awareness. other people. And then I ride the mantra into my heart. And in my heart, I see a doorway or a veil. Next plane.